From NPR News, it's Day to Day. If you own shares in the chewing gum giant Wrigley's, this is a whoopee day for you because shares soared after the world's biggest candy seller, Mars, said that it is buying Wrigley's. The purchase promises to have a lot of effects. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us now. Sam, give us the significance on this buyout, would you please?
Well, Alex, it really changes the game in the candy industry. I mean, here you have a global chocolate powerhouse, Mars, paying about $23 billion for the world's number one chewing gum maker, Wrigley's. That's an enormous premium over Friday's closing price for Wrigley's stock, which is why we're seeing such a surge in buying today. I spoke with industry consultant Lisbeth Ichandia, and she says, together, these two merged companies create a global behemoth with a powerful suite of products.
They have everything from, you know, kids' iconic brands to, you know, really old sort of brands, like whether it be the Wrigley Juicy Fruits and the Snickers and those kinds of things. So they really do run the gamut. Every segment of the population can be served, the confectionery, by this company.
And now that, of course, gives the combined company a lot more influence with retailers, since it basically becomes a one-stop shop for every candy category. It's also the joining of two iconic American companies. Mars is still family-owned. Wrigley's is publicly traded, but family-controlled. That means the similar cultures of the two corporations will also meld well, even though they'll remain separate entities.
I'm still trying to get over your suite of products comment. But you know, $23 billion for a chewing company. I had no idea that these things were going to cost this much money. I guess the market didn't either. But the question is, what is it going to mean for the competition?
Well, I'm sure they're not too thrilled, Alex. Together, Mars and Wrigley's create a force to be reckoned with. The only other player that comes close to their product lineup is Cadbury, but the British chocolate and gum maker only has about half of Mars's market share in global chocolate sales. Now, some analysts I talked to say that could force a merger between Cadbury and Hershey's, which we heard about earlier this year, which so far both parties have been unwilling to agree on any deal. The main battlefield, though, will be in global markets, not here in the U.S. Both Wrigley's and Mars get most of their revenue from outside the U.S. Combine the weak dollar with a one-stop shop for the retailer's entire candy needs, and Cadbury's has got to be feeling the heat from this merger.
With the problems, bleak news in the retail sector, why is Mars paying so much the economy on shaky ground these days?
Yeah, you know, the analysts I spoke to say Mars may indeed be paying too much. Wrigley's has struggled in the U.S. in the face of some pretty intense competition. But that wasn't enough to scare off the deal's chief architect, billionaire investor Warren Buffett, who is perhaps more attracted to Wrigley's iconic brand name than its financial statements. Combined, it'll create what analysts refer to as a 1+1=3 kind of deal. Basically, the sum is greater than the parts.
Thanks, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.